Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
All right, hello everybody. It's Thursday night. I am Dave, flying solo for Keystone State Paranormal Society. This is our 1 hour bi-weekly radio show that is also live on Facebook. If you can't watch, we did, or I did post a link on our Facebook page so you can listen in. Thanks everybody for tuning in. This week's show, we're going to talk about this upcoming weekend. There is the Capitol Theater in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, literally a mile and a half down the road from us. We will be part of the Paranormal Fair sponsored by the Ghost Pit at the Capitol Theater here in Chambersburg. And then after that event is over on Saturday afternoon, we will be making our way. Hey, Kathy, long time. Hey, Hugo, Terry, everybody, how's it going? Hi, Missy. Ashley, how's it going? We will be making, oh, Danny's here too. And Becky. Everybody's tuning in. This is fantastic. after the event is over at 5 on Saturday afternoon, myself and I believe Jim, Haley's not able to make it. I think she's feeling a little under the weather this weekend. We will be over at the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg along with Ernie and Dave from Paranormal Inc., and it'll be a very informal meet and greet as well as informal investigation. If you want to go out and investigate the trails, have at it. If you just want to kind of hang out and talk and shoot the breeze, that's fine too. So it's going to be hopefully not as wet as they're predicting. I'm hoping the rain either stops sooner than it's supposed to or holds off longer than it's supposed to. But we'll see. Oh, my longtime old friend Bernie. How you doing, buddy? I've known Bernie since kindergarten. He still lives down in Maryland, and glad to see he could make it in. We just got off watching the Elite Paranormal Society Facebook Live show. It was fantastic. Rob and Lauren Gilson and Jeremy and Danny and Stephanie, everybody over there doing a great job. Very, very funny, but yet still very informative. Those guys put on a great show. We are super excited for our collaboration effort that we're doing with Elite the third weekend in November at a yet-to-be-told location. We know what it is, but we're not telling you yet. You'll know when we step on site. Sorry, Sheila, we're not going to get it out of me yet. We will be dropping hints, however, on our collaboration page that we've created between KSPS and Elite. And I know Jeremy's on there now. If he wants to go ahead and throw that link up, that would be great. But this weekend should be very fun. Again, probably going to be soggy and cold, but that's okay. We'll start. I'll go over tomorrow evening, I think around 5, and start setting up our display. And then Saturday, the event goes from, I think it's anywhere between 8 and 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. And then after that, we'll pack up and head over to the Haunted Trails. Like I said, I'm almost positive Jim's going. I know I'm going. And then Haley won't be able to make it. She's still under the weather this week. She's going to be back in action with us next weekend, first weekend of November, when we are in Middletown, Ohio, at the SuperCon, sponsored by Live Paranormal at Posttown Elementary. If anybody is in that area, I highly recommend you check it out. Go to Live Paranormal and inquire about tickets and things like that, because Posttown is amazing. I've done it, I think, twice now. I know Jim's been there once. It'll be Haley's first time. This place is super active. Brenda and Daryl Wissman, who own it and also live there, are very, very gracious hosts. They're great people. We were part of an effort to help them save it from, a tax lien, and I'm glad that that turned out the way it did. So the first time I did an investigation there was with Rob and Nikki from Live Paranormal, and we had a great time. It was very cold, but it was a great time. So, but this weekend, if you know anybody from the Ghost Pit or from KSPS, Paranormal Inc. is going to be there. I think Chief King from Ghost of Shepherdstown will also be there. If you're in the area or near the area of Chambersburg, I would recommend you stop by and just have a look around. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be lots of teams. It's probably going to be pretty exciting. And like I said, we'll be there. We'll have our display set up with our 32-inch TV, and we'll pull up our website and let everybody see some of the evidence that we've collected and have posted. And it should be a very fun time. And then when that is over Saturday, 5 o'clock, I think, is the we'll make our way over to the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg. So, okay, so who else? Holly is there. Mike, my buddy Mike Simpson, Columbus, Ohio, is joining. How you doing, Mike? Mike also has a show on Facebook, and it is, I think it's Tuesdays at 7, Talking to Paranormal with Mike Simpson. So if you get a chance, check that out. Very fun show. Who else do we have? We have James Houston, who is going to be at the Capitol on Friday. They are doing a investigation Friday evening, so if you want to stop by and check that out, you can get a hold of the people at the Ghost Pit and inquire about that. That would be tomorrow evening. I'm just going to go over and set up our stuff tomorrow evening, and then kind of come home and relax and ground and get ready for all the events on Saturday. We have a very busy next calendar month coming up. We've got the Paranormal Fair and the camp meet and greet this weekend, and the following weekend we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Post Town with the Live Paranormal Supercon. And then week after that, I think we take a quick break, and then the following week, which is the third weekend in November, is the collaboration event with Elite. Everybody's been asking for it. Their people, their fans, our fans. They've all been asking it. When are you guys going to team up? When are you guys going to team up? Well, you asked for it, you got it. And then we've got some big stuff coming the beginning of the year. We haven't scheduled an exact date yet, but we'll be having a, I guess you would call it a town investigation in the town of Kane, Pennsylvania, thanks to Holly Cataldo, who I know is watching. And we have to get on the ball, Jim and I, to actually schedule that. But it is not a location. It's not a haunted bed and breakfast or a haunted manor. It is a haunted town, and we are going to have full access to that town. This one is going to be so big, we may actually film this documentary style. There will be live streams, of course, as we investigate, but we may actually really put that 4K to good use, that 4K camera that I have, and film documentary style, get some interviews with some of the locals who have activity in their homes, and see what we can see. And that's going to be big. That's going to take a lot out of us. It's like I said, it's a whole town. It's not just one building. It's a whole town. James says, how do you sign up for the November 16th to 18th weekend? That will be live streamed from our collaboration page, the EPS/KSPS collaboration page. So I know Jeremy can put that link up for me, and you'll be able to watch all of our live stream from there. So, yeah, I know, Mike, it's a long way to travel, but That's okay. We know you'll be here in spirit, so everything's going to just come hot and heavy and fast, and I'm going to get way behind on evidence review. I've been posting as much as I can. I think I only have another 12 or 13 SLS clips to review and to shorten and post. Everything that we come up with gets posted on our Facebook page, our website, and our YouTube channel. And I know Jim's got to catch up on a lot of audio. He just finished his heavy inventory cycle. He actually mailed out the last of his stuff today. So he's going to jump into that head first and get out as much as we can, as quick as we can. Hey, Theo, how's it going? One of the things that I've been trying to do, and I think I've figured a way to do it, I don't know that it's going to be very cheap, but it is going to be beautiful, is to film our live stream in Night Shot. I know Danny at Elite had found a way to do it with one of their webcams. I think what I'm going to do is purchase a new tablet that has an HDMI accessible slot on it. And then I guess I'll have to add that to my phone plan so that it has internet. And then I will run a HDMI patch cable from the camera to the new tablet. And then that way when I go live during and Facebook live stream during investigations, the image you see will be what the camera sees, and that camera films in 4K Night Shot. So if I can manage to pull that all together, I think it's going to be fantastic. As of right now, the way we have to do it is either with the lights on or we do it with that pink purplish hue, which is UV full spectrum, because the Facebook feed will pick that up. When I try to do it in just IR, with the setup that I have now, it's just a black screen. It doesn't pick it up. So trying to jump into the new age and get that in Night Shot 4K. I think that'll be fantastic. Hopefully I can have that for the collaboration event. That would be ideal. We'll see. Also, within the next day or two, I will be placing an order with our design people for our collaboration shirts. Some of us have shirts, some of us have long sleeve shirts, some of us have hoodies, a combination of those, because here's a hint for you, Sheila, where we're going to be for that collaboration event is going to be very cold. So I just have to finish putting the design on the website to the shirt, and then from there I can plug in the order as far as quantities and things like that, and get a price, and put that order in. And as soon as I can do that, I will let Jeremy and Danny and Rob and Lauren, Gilson and Stephanie over to Elite know, and we'll have that ready for us. So, Haley, I know you're going to need a shirt. You're going to need a long sleeve shirt. You're going to need a hoodie. You're going to need a comforter. You're going to need super winterized slippers. I mean, battery operated collaboration long johns. You're going to need it all. So she's always cold. 90 degrees in the shade. Haley's cold. So we'll see. Pardon me. I need to take a drink. Unfortunately, Jim is not with us tonight. He had some Cub Scout duties to take care of with his church, but that's okay. Real life comes first, you know, and that's fine. So if anybody has any questions as far as where we're going to be, who we're going to be with, what we're going to be doing, anything like that, just put them in the comments. If you want to know any information as far as what we've got scheduled later on, it posted. Everything as of right now that we have scheduled is posted on the website, which is www.keystotheunknown.com. And you can find all that information there as well. It's been a rough go lately. We've had just thing after thing, investigation after investigation, and you just kind of got to take a minute to relax and reground and refocus before the next one. So, yeah, Mike, a lot is going on this week. 4 a.m. does come early. Thanks for stopping by, and get yourself some rest. Luckily, I work Monday to Thursday, so I'm off tomorrow. So when I'm done this, I'll probably start reviewing more evidence and see if I can't get any more videos posted. Stephanie White Haggerty has joined in. Hello, Stephanie. She's fantastic. And she, along with Lori Hanlon Slapp, will be at the Haunted Trails this weekend as well. Tammy Knighton, our dear friend from the West Coast, who will actually be coming in to join us for the 2019 Gettysburg Battlefield Bash, has just joined. Nice to see you again, Tammy. Yeah, paranormal hangovers are great. I agree, James. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have one all the time. So, Michael LaChiana has joined in. Mike, why don't you go ahead and plug your site? I know he's doing great things with the historical aspect of the paranormal. Most of his stuff is very, very informative historically. So, Sheila, I've been putting up as many videos as I can, as quickly as I can. I'll probably put up some more after I review stuff after the show, but I know that Jim just got done his very busy inventory schedule literally today. So he will be jumping in feet first to try and get out as many audio clips as he can. Unfortunately, the audio clips take a lot more time than my video clips because he's got files that are just minutes and minutes and minutes long. And with the sensitivity of the Tascam that he uses, you really have to kind of go through it as slow as possible and just listen. So, you know, it takes him a little bit longer. And then once he actually does find something to try and filter out the back out noise. Yeah, that's the clips, Sheila. That's the audio files. And like I said, that it just takes time. Janet Jones, our other team member from Carson City, Nevada, has jumped in. Hello, Janet. Thanks for joining. We can't wait. We are hoping that Janet will be able to make it out for the Battlefield Bash next year as well. That's going to be a fantastic thing. As far as the Battlefield Bash goes, the young boy that we met there, Connor, who's been fighting brain tumors, non-operable brain tumors, if everybody could keep him in your prayers and your thoughts, he's not doing well. He has lost consciousness about a week ago, maybe a little longer, and he has not regained consciousness, and they don't know if he will. It's a terrible tragedy. This young boy is same age as my oldest daughter. He was so strong and so brave and so full of fight at the bash, still, even with his condition, thinking of others. When he was offered the ride in the Batmobile by Batman, he initially declined because he wouldn't do it unless his little brother was allowed to go. It's a terrible tragedy. No parent should have to bury their child. And we're still praying for a paranormal miracle of some kind or any kind of miracle to bring him out of it. It's just the news hasn't been good. So, you know, not to bring a downer to the show, but if everybody could just keep him in your thoughts and prayers, I'm sure the family really appreciates it. I know they've been getting a lot of support from Pam and Steve and everybody, so just a terrible thing. But, you know, he has a purpose here as well as on the other side, and We don't know what that is yet. So if his purpose is to go over there, then to the other side of the veil, then that's what he needs to do. So it's just, as humans, we selfishly want to keep him on our side of the veil as long as we can, but, you know, that's not our choice to make. So, but back to the topic at hand. The Paranormal Fair is at the Capitol Theater here in downtown Chambersburg. Like I said, it's a couple minutes from where we live, and it should be really fun. It should be really interesting. There should be a lot of great people to meet and network and things like that. So we're going to be there. Ghost Pit is sponsoring it, and they do some really cool things out at the Capitol Theater, investigations and whatnot. So if you're in the area or if you don't live that far from the area, stop one by and give it a shot. You know, it should be pretty fun. Come see us. I'm going to have a stack of CDs that I've made with some of our better classic and newer EVPs on them, completely free. Come by and pick one up, and here's some of the EVPs that we've picked up. The same ones we had at the bash, we have some left over, so we'll be giving those away. It's just a great time to come out and enjoy the field, enjoy the people who are doing it the right way, and to meet, to network and get to see some of these people that, you know, you hear on Facebook, you see on Facebook or whatever, but you don't actually have time to get to where they're doing investigation or meet them. So stop on out. It should be really fun. I know Brian of the Ghost Pit has been working, along with the rest of his team, I'm sure, have been really working tirelessly to make this thing go off well. As far as I know, it's the first one, and we're hoping that this becomes an annual thing. We love to do it because it's right here in our backyard, so it's very convenient for us, and it's a lot of local groups that we've met here or there. We met a couple local groups when we did a Paracon with Steve Hummel out in Moundsville at his Archives of the Afterlife Museum. And we haven't seen them since, so hopefully we'll get to see them here. And, again, there's another guy. If you get a chance, stop by Steve Hummel's page and just, you know, give him a shout and tell him you're thinking of him, you're praying for him. His brother passed away today. It's just happening too much. I don't know the details as far as what caused his brother to pass. I know he was in the ICU for days, and I think that today he officially crossed over. So get a chance to go to Steve Hummel's page and just let him know you heard about his brother and, you know, give him your condolences. I have never investigated the Capitol Theater. As far as in town, that is not a private residence. The only place that we've investigated is the old jail, and the old jail in Chambersburg was the oldest working jail. It actually predates Eastern State, so it was the oldest functioning jail in the state of Pennsylvania. We got to do that years and years and years ago, and it was really fun and it was really cool. It was one of the first times I broke out of the DVR system, and we had a really good time. We got some really good stuff. Great personal experiences. Jim was in the basement on death row, and the death row basement there was literally a dirt cell. This is back when they still did hangings in the courtyard, and they still had the setup out in the back courtyard with where the hangman's noose was and everything like that. So Jim was in one of the cells in that death row area in the basement, and he started using his divining rods, and he just followed them wherever they took him, and they finally led him to a set of stairs that went up and out storm doors into the courtyard. And when he finished that walk, which was guided by his divining rods, one of the members of the Historical Society who was there that night could not believe he had just made that exact walk. And when Jim questioned him why, he said, because if you're going to be put to death, this is the walk you took from your cell to the courtyard where you would be hanged. Basically, that was the Green Mile for them. And of course, Jim would have no way of knowing that, so it was very, very cool. Very cool experience for him. I don't know that they've let anybody in since. When we did it that night, we originally had gone to see there was a team that was doing a just kind of a speaking engagement there that night, and it was two women. One was a sensitive psychic medium, and the other was a former FBI profiler. And they had penned the book, The Ghosts of Franklin County, which is Franklin County, Pennsylvania, where we're at. And we sat and we listened to their speaking engagement, and it was fantastic. They had lots of great stories of the area. And then what we didn't know was that a reporter from the local paper was there, and when he saw us start to set up our equipment, he kind of stayed for most of the night and hung out and wrote a really nice, gracious article about our investigation and some of the things we were picking up and the history of Jim and I and our team together. Obviously, this was several years prior to Haley becoming a member, as well as Janet. But it was really a fun night. For some reason, the Historical Society didn't want that kind of press for the jail, because in the upper level of the newer building in the jail is actually the offices of the Historical Society, and I guess they didn't want to have that kind of stigma, which, you know, is completely understandable. So as far as I know, they didn't let anybody else investigate there since then. We would love to get back in. We picked up some really good stuff in there, especially in the cell area. Some EVPs that we picked up were really nice. Actually, Janet, we would love to get you out here sooner as well. I know Haley's dying to meet you in person. And, of course, Jim and I love to have you in town, so that would be great if you could get out here sooner than the bash, but if not, definitely at the bash. We're going to have multiple locations to investigate the weekend of the bash. We're going to have the Thaddeus Stevens House, which is already reserved in our name for the entire weekend. We're also going to have a new location that has never been investigated. The owner of the Thaddeus Stevens House, who Jim and I know personally, purchased a new property, and the house itself is not active. It is a newer house for the Gettysburg area, built in the 1970s, but the property that it sits on is unbelievably active. It sits at the southern tip of Pickett's Charge, so he wants us to investigate that weekend as well. So we're going to have both those locations, not to mention the Haunted Trails around the corner. So we're going to be having lots of good activity and lots of good investigations the weekend of the bash. So, Haley, if we could send you there, we'd all be going, because I've never been to Carson City. Jim has, and I would love to get out there and do a full-scale investigation of some of the places out there. If you could heard some of the activity that Jim picked up, simply EVPs, in the Bliss Mansion and some of these places that Janet got him access to. It was unbelievable. So, Denny Runk, a friend of mine I used to work with at UPS many, many moons ago when I was still a young man, joined in. Thanks for tuning in, Denny. So, Haley, book it. Yeah, let me, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to go out to the tree and pick up a couple grand off the tree so we can pay for all of this, as great as that would be. Amy says her house is full and she's blaming Halloween. What better time than Halloween to have a full house, right? Besides Father's Day and St. Patrick's Day, it's my favorite holiday. So I love Halloween. I grew up on horror, of course, paranormal. So Halloween is definitely awesome. Julie Wild joined in. I just recently became friends with her on Facebook. Correct me if I'm wrong, Julie. I think you're from the UK. Is that correct? And we have Jennifer McCart is in. Thanks for tuning in. Amy says, yes, but witches, I never knew they were real. Yeah, they are. I don't think they are the broomstick-riding, cauldron-churning witches that we see in the movies and on TV and in children's stories, but there are witches. I'm not going to name our names. That would be unprofessional, so I'm not going to do that. So, yes, Janet, this absolutely is the spirit's time of year. And I could be wrong about this too, but it was explained to me one time that this is when the veil is at its thinnest between the other world and our world. So it's not that Halloween makes the ghosts and the goblins and everything come out, but it's okay. Haley said I didn't want to out you, Haley. Sorry, but that the veil is very thin. And if I remember correctly, it has to do with the solstice and things of that nature, which I know very little about. I am not well-versed on that, but I know Haley is. So she would be able to give you more information on that. Have we ever been to Thronehaven Manor? No, I can't say. We haven't, Greg, and I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure where that is, but sounds very interesting. I'm all about doing manors. So if you want to let us know where that's at, and it's somewhere we can get to fairly easily. And I say fairly easily. We just got back from the Benton Family Farms, which was a 7.5-hour trip. So fairly easy is pretty good distance for us. So, yeah, let us know where that's at. Yes, Haley is a white witch, when she wants to be, which is usually all the time. Haley is a very good witch. Sorry, got a little off track there. No, let us know where that Thronehaven Manor is. Like I said, we're always looking for places we haven't been before, some of the places that are a little less publicized, a little more off the beaten path, if you will. I think... one of the things we really enjoy is getting into places that haven't really been investigated. Not to say we're the first people that did this place, no, but just because the energy of the spirits in the place have not been worn thin. Unfortunately, there's a lot of places in Gettysburg that are highly active, but just have not been very... fruitful as far as evidence lately, because there's just so many people in Gettysburg looking to do it, you know. When Jim and I first started, there were, I think, 2 ghost tours in Gettysburg, and now it seems like every third building is somebody offered a ghost walk. I think there's even one that actually guarantees a sighting, which I don't know how that's managed, but can't be real, right? I mean, can't guarantee the spirits are going to want to interact with anybody, so I don't know. It's just weird. Jennifer says she's from Grounded Paranormal. We've been to the Castle on the Hills in Danville, New York. Now it's not safe to investigate. That's terrible. Is that, is it just from disrepair as far as a safety standpoint, or are the owners not allowing teams in, or how's that? What's the reasoning for that, Jennifer? James Selma, well, of course, yeah, that's another place that's not far Norristown, so we got to get that on the books. Yeah, Jennifer says she's been to Gettysburg many times, loves the place and spirit activity. Matt Evans from Indies Unspoken has just joined in, another great investigator we've worked with. Jim and I did the Bel Air House with him and his team, and got some great stuff and had some good times there. Yeah, absolutely. Janet is absolutely correct. And Haley and I were actually talking to Elite about this on their show. It is absolutely mandatory, as far as our team goes, that you respect the spirit in any location you're in, but especially those in a place like Gettysburg, where so much trauma happens so quickly. You know, the Haunted Trails is a perfect example. In those trails, you have wounded, injured Confederate soldiers. and across the street you have Union soldiers in the, I think it's soybean fields across the street. You have to come at them with absolute respect, and you have to understand they're still mid-battle. What you see is not what they see, and you have to put yourself in their position and try and understand how they are seeing things to make that connection with them, to gain their trust where they'll allow you to communicate with them. Where was your best place you have been to? I mean, I guess it depends on how you define best place. We've gotten some really great evidence from a number of places. Moundsville Penitentiary is the only place we've actually had equipment knocked over and broken. Bel Air House is where I had my most intimate experience with a loving light spirit of a little girl named Emily, which I will never forget. And as far as I'm concerned, she's my fourth daughter. The Keeley Mansion is where I had my most intimate experience with something I can't explain, because as we talked about on Elite Show, I was influenced to the point where I lost 45 minutes of time. I have no idea how I got from the restroom to the basement and was gone for 45 minutes, and I have no memory of any of it. So, I mean, it really depends on what your definition of your best place is. I mean, every place we go to holds something special to me, whether it's something I can't explain or whether it's the spirit that I made contact with or the type of evidence we gathered, whether it was audio, video, or both, or whether it's just a place that holds special personal value to me. So it's hard to pinpoint just one. Jennifer says both the Dansville Castle is falling apart, and the owner doesn't want to do anything with it. It's sad to let a historical building rot. Absolutely. See, those are the types of places where you would hope that there's someone out there who has an interest in the field, knows that this place is active, and maybe could purchase it from the current owner, who's willing to just let it crumble. I don't understand why you would own a building and allow it to just fall to ruin like that. It just seems like that's not a very smart investment, money-wise. But hopefully something can come of that. How do you feel about a shadow person bullying a child spirit? Well, I don't like any spirit being bullied, whether it's a child or an adult spirit. I've only come across that a handful of times in my almost 20 years of investigation. Most recently, when we were at the Bel Air House, a large group of us, and Emily, the loving light spirit that we came in contact with on our very first investigation at the Bel Air House, who has crossed over and came back to see us again this last time. And she was trying to make contact with us again, and we had her on the SLS, and we had her voice, her sweet, beautiful voice, come across the phasma box and say, "Days, Emily." But there was an adult spirit. I think Haley saw him. I did not, because I had my back facing the door to the hallway, but I'm pretty sure Haley saw him. I don't know if what she saw was a shadow figure or if she saw an actual apparition, but I'm pretty sure she saw him. And then Janet came across on the phone and said that he was out there and that he needed to be blocked because he was going to try and come in and interrupt our interaction with the children. So I put myself in that doorway and made it very well known to that spirit in the hallway that he was not to come in until after we had had our contact and our fill of the children. Again, child or adult, I don't differentiate as far as other spirits trying to control them, trying to bully them, trying to keep them from coming forward if they have a message. So, I'm not a fan of that at all. Amy Sheltons, Goldner's Amy Shalene Goldner, pardon me, says, my house was built in 1889, an underground railroad under it, lots of spirits. I can imagine that it would, yeah. And if you wouldn't mind, where is that at, Amy? Maybe it's someplace that we could pencil in. Chris Sanders from team up in, I believe it's Maine. I met him for the first time at the Bash again. He's doing great things. They just came out with a new decal for their shirt, new logo for their shirt, which is fantastic. I would love to do an investigation with him. I know he's got a very busy schedule coming up. And I think they have a Paracon coming up in Maine. Is that or they just had one? I'm not sure. But I know he's a very busy guy, too. He's doing some great things. So I'm glad he had time to stop in and say hi. Haley says, activity-wise for equipment versus my experience would be different. The Benton Farm was pretty active equipment-wise, especially. The emotion side, I'm closest with the spirits in the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg. There are so many, and I've truly worked to gain many of their trust. My hands down go to, if I get the chance, is the Keeley Mansion. It has both very heavy, darker energies and very light and lovely ones. Yes, that light and lovely one would be Anna, spirit up in the top level, which I'm not allowed to interact with because she doesn't like, or I won't say she doesn't like, she doesn't trust men, except for Jim, which we still haven't figured that out yet. But she has made an intimate relationship with Haley, which is very cool because the very first investigation Haley ever did when joining our team was at the Keeley. And I was just very happy that on her very first time out with the team, she got to make such an intimate relationship. That was very, very cool. Let's see. Links joined in. Awesome. No, I don't think he was the one in the attic, Greg. Well, I mean, he absolutely may have been. The room we were in was across the hall in the Bel Air from the room that had the stairs to the attic. So it's possible that person came down. Again, I did not see him. I did not see where he came from. Haley and Janet made it known that he was there, and I just blocked him from entering the room. Haley or Janet, if you want to chime in, you may know whether he was the male spirit from the attic or not. I don't know. Danny Marie says, there's absolutely a mix of not-so-friendly spirits and children at the Gettysburg Orphanage. The adult spirits aren't always so nice to the little spirits. Yeah, we've done that once with Pam and Steve, Gettysburg Ghost Exchange, and I actually was down in the basement back in the that dirt hallway that had the, I guess, the dirt cutout where they would chain up the little children. The headmistress would do that. She was a very, very nasty, vile woman. And while I was sitting back there by myself, it was very emotional. It was very, I don't pretend to have any kind of abilities that I'm aware of, but I definitely was overcome with sadness and emotion sitting back there. So, hopefully somebody can do something for the children that are stuck in that place. Amy said, they told me no paranormal groups, they're afraid of them. That is sad. They must have just had an interaction with a team that wasn't up to par or wasn't in for the right reasons, and they just put a sour taste in their mouth or something like that. I don't know. Becky Ryan just joined. What is the most terrifying occurrence? Most terrifying occurrence for me would be at the Keeley. Again, I went to the restroom, and the next thing I know, it's 45 minutes later, I'm in the basement, and Haley is screaming my name, and Nikki from Live Paranormal was literally standing in front of me doing this, and it kind of snapped me out of whatever state I was in. I have no memory of it. Our camera that was behind me on the shelf filming had shut itself. Actually, it didn't shut itself off. It stopped recording on its own, even though it had over a gigabyte of memory left on the card. So we have no idea how I got down there, why I went down there, and I have no memory of it. That bothers me. So that would probably be my most terrifying occurrence. There it is, Maine, Taunted Crew, that's right, for Chris Sanders. And like I said, if you check out his page on Facebook, they just came out with a new logo, which is really, really sweet. Janet says, your personality does not change when you pass. A jerk is always a jerk, unfortunately. That is absolutely true. almost 20 years I've been doing this, I would never say there's no such thing as a demon. What I will say is I've never encountered anything that I would consider demonic. I've encountered some really nasty shit, and it usually just means that it was a really nasty guy or woman or whatever when they were alive, and when they crossed over, they were that same nasty-ass person. But I can't say I was ever encountered with anything that I would consider demonic. Not to say it's not possible, I just haven't seen it. So, okay, so Chris says that Paracon up in Maine is June 1st. We might have to plan a road trip for that one. That might be pretty sweet. Haley says her most terrifying was Keeley Basement as well. What she saw will stay with her. Yeah, I mean, whatever's down there is definitely nasty. Definitely nasty. It influenced me very well, apparently. Michael Luciano needs us to visit North Carolina. I would love to. Jim's family is from North Carolina. I got family down in Curie Beach, which is about 10 minutes south of Wilmington, North Carolina. I would love to go down there. So that would be great. Let's see. What else do we have? Yes, Danny, in the pit. That was at the orphanage, yes. What else do we have? Oh, Holly had to go. She's got to take some calls. A lot of interest coming in here in Kane. That's fantastic. I'm glad you had time to stop in, Holly. And now that Jim's inventory schedule is done, I'm going to really get up in his crawl to make sure we get that scheduled for January. That's going to be amazing. She sent us a lot of literature, and it's fantastic. So, Calvin Ditch, who is my oldest brother, is one of his closest friends, joined in. Thanks for tuning in, Calvin. So, let's see. Becky says she has heard of a few other investigators losing time as well. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't scared that it happened. I was more angry that it happened and I couldn't remember it. And then the devices that we had in place that should have picked up everything were scrubbed. There was nothing on them. I still can't explain that. I don't understand how that's possible. But that's, you know, that's part of being a paranormal investigator. There's things you're just not going to be able to explain. So, let's see. Alba Camboris has joined in. Alba, it's actually pretty funny. Alba had called into our show one time to try and get a hold of Channeling Eric, which is the radio show prior to ours. And she actually called in on our show, and we got to talking, and Jim and her have had multiple conversations since. So Anna was actually our first live caller on the show. It was pretty sweet. Let's see. What else do we have? Matt Campbell will join in. Nice to see you, buddy. Thanks for tuning in. Haley's the coroner. Yeah, that when you come down the steps to the basement of the Keeley and immediately to the left, there used to be a doctor who lived there and did autopsies down in the basement. And it's just not a really good feeling down there, yeah. So, got about 10 minutes left in the show. If anybody else has any questions, let me know. That'd be great. I do want to say thanks to the Ghost Pit for sponsoring and hosting this paranormal fair at the Capitol Theater this coming weekend. It should be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of great teams there and a lot of great people there. Come on out if you're anywhere near Chambersburg and say hi, do some networking, get to see everybody. And then if you can, follow us over Saturday night over to the Haunted Trails, do a little meet and greet. Jim and I will be there. I know Ernie from Paranormal Inc. will be there. I'm not sure about Dave. I haven't heard yet, but I'm guessing he will be. Terry and Amanda, the owners of the Haunted Trails, are fantastic. Gotta love them. And then, you can either hang out and just kind of shoot the breeze, or you can go out and investigate as you see fit. It's very informal. We just want to kind of meet everybody and say hi and tell some stories. So I think it should be pretty cool. And then next weekend we'll be in Posttown Elementary School, Middletown, Ohio, down in the southern end for the SuperCon sponsored by Live Paranormal. Very excited about that. We're all going to be there. Haley will be back with the team for that. And Dalen Spratt from Ghost Brothers will be there. We sponsored him to show up there, so he'll have a speaking of engagement there, and you can do an investigation with us and Dalen. So if you're anywhere near the Middletown, Ohio area, it's only, I think, 2.5 hour drive from Columbus. So head on down and check everybody out. It's going to be really big. It's going to be really cool. Spidal Gilson, Elite Paranormal, thanks for tuning in, bud. You guys had a great show tonight. Started off really funny and then just became really informative, so thanks for tuning in. The third weekend in November is going to be an event that, honestly, as much as we and Elite have talked about it, myself and Jeremy and Danny and them, I don't even think we can understand yet how big this can be. I mean, it's going to be two teams that are out there for the same thing, two teams that work well together. As far as we can tell, their style and our style seems to mesh well, and I think this is going to be the location. We're not telling you, Sheila. The location is, at least for both of our teams, brand new, and it's big, and it's got a lot of space, and it's going to be off the charts. Just some of the evidence that I've seen from other teams that have done it, it's really, really going to knock your socks off. So you definitely want to check out our collaboration page and stay tuned, because all of our live streams for that collaboration event will be done from the EPS/KSPS collaboration page. So you want to check that out. Thanks for signing off. Jim, sign off. Thanks for stopping by, James Houston. Have a great night, and we will see you this weekend. Let's see. Alba, yeah, Cape May, New Jersey is, from what I hear, very active. I know Haley is a big fan of Cape May, wants to get up there. I would love to go to all these places. Comes down to two things, time and money. I don't have enough of either one. Unfortunately, we don't have a big TV station footing our bills. We're all self-funded, as most of the teams that I'm aware of are. We don't do it for fame. We really don't. We do it because we have questions and we want answers and we want to find those answers and we want to find Spirit and we want to make contact with Spirit and we want to help Spirit get their own message out. Because they've all got a message, or else that's why they're trying to contact us. You have to build that relationship with the Spirit. You have to get them to trust you. You have to get them to understand why you're there. And once that happens, then they'll let you know what their message is. And that's what a big part of it is. All of it is respect and understanding, which is one of the reasons we're working with Elite, because they're out for the same things. So I'm not going to lie and say it wouldn't be nice if we had a TV show, not for monetary value, because Jim and I probably wouldn't take money on it. I know Haley is the same way. None of us would want to gain a profit. Would it be nice to have our gas covered and upkeep of the equipment and the fees that it costs to get into some of the places we want to investigate? Sure. Just break even. We don't want to make a profit. We want to break even. And there's so many places we want to go, we just don't have the time or the money, so we have to pick and choose. And we do a couple of special ones each year and go from there. Let's see what else. Sheila's going to do a Vulcan mind probe with me. Sheila, darling, I got to tell you, that's a bad idea, because some of the stuff that goes on in here, once you get in, you may not be able to get out. I wouldn't recommend it. Yes, Kathy, it is going to be great. Thanks very much for stopping by. You have a great night, too. Becky Hancock, love your show. Just asking for thoughts on Monday, having a kidney stone blasted. We will absolutely send positive energy your way. Kathy, maybe that's somebody that may need some long-distance Reiki from you. That would be sweet. Hopefully everything turns out well for you, Becky. Make sure you let us know. Get on the page and message us or something. Let us know everything turned out well. And we'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers. Matt Barron, same here, 13 years, same style. It's about clients and spirits. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, Alba. Have a good evening. Terry Thomas is checking out. Thanks for everything, Terry. We will see you on Saturday at the Haunted Trails. Actually, Terry Thomas and Amanda will be at the Paranormal Fair this weekend as well. Thanks for tuning in, Janet. Miss you. Love you. Light and love, babe. Oh, I got to stop saying that. Haley yells at me when I say that. Let's see. Friends of Miller Mausoleum, have a great weekend, everyone. Miller Mausoleum, see? Just your name intrigues me. I got to find out what that's all about. Maria from Japan, you're very welcome. Thank you for tuning in. It's so nice to have everybody at one place talking to everybody about the paranormal. Love it. There you go, Alba. Becky, if you want that long-distance Reiki, Haley's mother, Kathy, is willing to send it out to you. Just let her know, and she'll send it your way. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And that's it for tonight. We have, like I said, we have the Paranormal Fair in Chambersburg and the after party at the Haunted Trails in Gettysburg this weekend. And then we will be back for our two-hour live show on the Live Paranormal Facebook page next Thursday. Probably discussing everything that happened this weekend and doing a big promo. That's the night before we head out to Post Down for the SuperCon. So that's going to be chock full of information, and I think things are going to really, really be awesome. So everybody, thanks again for tuning in. Have a great night. Light and love, and we'll see you on the other side.